he has, that his eye looked like he was going crazy, and he told me he was like,
how do you know Eric?
I know
how
Eric.
Long?
I've known him for about 2 years.
Okay.
And,
do you live in the neighborhood?
I live down the hill. Honey.
Okay.
But I started cleaning his dad's house for him.
And a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I started cleaning Ed's house, and then his daughter came and reviewed Ed has cancer.
Okay.
And she came, so I got really close with her.
Did she move into the house?
No, she's been here for like eight months for him to go through all this chemo, but
okay.
He couldn't have his last chemo treatments because it was killing off.
Right. So the dad has chemo, or is going through chemo. What's dad? Okay. Where's she been staying since she's been out here?
Here, honey, with her dad.
Okay, so she's
dad.
Temporary?
24, yeah, a hand and foot. She does it.
And how long ago did she come in?
Oh, my God, we've been here since, since Miss Mother's Day, since Easter, maybe, March.
Okay.
She went home for a bit, and then she came back.
Okay.
To get ready for all his chemo treatments, because she had to take them. Eric didn't have a license. But he's done work at my mom's house and probably been broken.
Okay. Okay.
But he last Thursday he was I went up there and we were going somewhere. Stopped by the house and she said, "Oh my God, Diane, he was drinking again last night," and he was breaking glasses, like wine glasses, saying whatever, you know, like throwing glasses, breaking glasses on the floor. Ed was in the hospital because he broke his arm.
Okay.
So he has been on a pretty much of a drunk, you know, drinking straight vodka.
Okay.
And
this is what she's telling you, Marie's telling you all this.
No, I know this for a fact.
Okay.
I know this for a fact, because I spent like half a day up here and I about lost it because I said, "Eric, you need help." I said, "You know, can I take you somewhere?" I said, "Are you on your medication?" "I'm not going nowhere, I'm going out."
What was he doing that made you so concerned?
Just crazy things and saying he was going to put his dog to sleep and just...
Okay.
Just not being Eric, you know, and I could see it in his eyes, like crazy, because I had a nervous breakdown before, and I said, "You're scaring me, Eric." I said, "Look in your eyes and just the way you're being," you know, and he says, "I'm that close to snapping, Diane." And he says, "Can I have a hug?" And he hugged me for like an hour, and he cried on my shoulder.
And did he say why? Was it just everything? Was it specific?
Well, he's got a broken back. He's got a big rod in his back. He's been in pain forever.
Okay.
He's been trying to get Social Security, this and that, whatever, you know. And then his dad let him move back up there to as long as he didn't drink, you know, because he gets kind of violent, you know. They're both Germans. They butt heads, the father and son. Ed lost his oldest son on a bicycle accident in Oxnard. He got killed. And Eric's done things like put a rope in the garage and tried to hang himself.
When was that? Just last Christmas, just recently then. And what do you know about the rope in the garage?
I don't. He just called his dad out there for Ed to see it.
Yeah.
Because I guess he wasn't the best father, you know. He drank, he messed around, whatever. And
right.
And Eric's mom died in that house. His Ed's second wife died in that house. And then Ed asked Eric to come out from where they were living to be with him because his second wife died. And he said, "Well, I have mom, you know, I've got to bring her with me." So I said, "Well, bring her with you, you know, whatever."
How long ago was this?
I think his mom's been gone for 3 years, maybe.
Okay. So that's the reason why Eric moved in, was because of dad, and then
he brought mom, yeah, Ed's first wife. Yeah.
Okay.
And then she passed in the house.
And then last Thursday, you were talking with Marie?
Yeah, Marie and I were, we were same house because Ed was going to be coming home. And we thought from the hospital that she wanted to dust and stuff, so I came up to get up. Help her out because Eric and the girl who's living there doesn't go to happen.
Is that his girlfriend that lives there with him?
No, honey, no.
Just another girl? And what was Eric in the hospital for?
Oh, Ed was in the hospital.
Ed was in the hospital.
Because the dogs got in a fight, and the girl that lives there, and Ed tried to break them up, the pit, and the big black dog, Happy. And Emma got in a fight, and Ed didn't know he had a broken arm for like a week. Ed didn't know he had a broken arm for a week. He went to the doctors, they didn't x-ray it, they gave him Vicodin. So then he ended up in the hospital because he has congestive heart failure. So he was in the hospital for like 3-4 days. That's kind of when Eric kind of just ran amok.
And when you say he ran amok, what are you talking about? Like, drinking a lot, drinking every day?
Oh, drinking every day, probably, I mean, just straight. I mean,
vodka? Mm-hmm. Does he drink anything else that you know? That's his...
Oh, and beer. Probably okay. Beer, but, you know, vodka's his choice. And
when was the last time you saw him?
I saw him, Thursday.
Okay.
No, it was Friday, where we went to Marina Del Rey on Saturday.
Okay. How was he then?
That's when he was crazy.
And what was he, saying certain things other than, he said something, he's got to put his dog to sleep?
Well, it's because he coughs all the time, he doesn't sleep. I know he's going to, I'm positive, you know, you need to take him to the vet, you know? And he says, no, I'm just going to put him down. He said, Lord's like, I'm not going to take you if you're going to put him down, whatever. And just negative everything. Just kind of walking around doing like, you know, just like crazy.
And he'd been drinking, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Could you smell it on his breath?
And I thought he was only drinking beer, because he had beer, because we got in the jacuzzi with him for a little bit, and he was jumping in the jacuzzi like a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, he was just not being himself. I mean, he's a funny guy, he makes me laugh all the time, you know, but this was just different. And I told him, I said, baby, Sarah, you need help. I said, I'll take you. I said, you know, go for 3 days, you know, maybe they'll put you on something, and, you know, you can talk to a psychiatrist or something, talk to somebody, trust the people that are right here.
What other things was he saying that made you concerned on Thursday, or Friday night?
Well, that he was that close to snapping, and he was going to use somebody as a punching bag, like whatever, he was going to go off on somebody, it wasn't going to be pretty for that person.
And he didn't have anybody in mind. No one had mm-hmm. made him mad, and he was mad at a certain person. He's just saying this in general.
Yeah, because Marie takes care of everything. She waits on him hand and foot, just like the father, you know.
Okay.
He's spoilt rotten. That's her, you know, when he was a little baby, she had him in her room, actually, when he was a baby, you know.
Okay.
So she's spoiled and rotten. But he was real steady to her boys when they came down for Christmas. I ended up coming up and getting him because Marie called me and said, Eric's chasing the boys around the yard and knocked Billy down and kicked his suitcase over. And
how old are the boys?
Like 23 and 25.
Okay. And those are Marie's children?
Yeah. And I mean, don't mention that to her because that's just, you know. So I said, you want me to come up get the boys? So I came up and got them, you know, just get them out of there. And took them down to my house because they had to fly out the next day, so we took them to the airport after that. I don't know. He had a relationship that was really bad with this really bad, icky girl. And he finally dumped her, and he's been alone, you know.
How long ago was that?
Oh, God. I would say a year, maybe.
Do you know her name?
Betty. I just ran to her at Ralph the other day. I don't know her last name.
And it's Betty?
Betty.
And why, Marie left on Saturday.
To go to Marina Del Rey.
And so Eric and Ed were at the house.
No, Ed was in the hospital, honey.
Ed's still in the hospital.
He was in the hospital, yeah.
When did he get out of the hospital?
I'm not real sure, because Marie went to Marina Del Rey. She called him. She went to the hospital, and she's asking, Dad, do you think it'd be okay if I took off for a couple of days? Because I think you're going to be in the hospital. And he said, sure, honey, we'll be fine, you know, if I need anything. I got Eric and Lori. And Marie's like, yeah, right.
And Lori is just a,
She's staying there, renting the room, she doesn't know where to go, yeah. So okay. Ed, I thought he'd come to the house and just stay in here.
So Marie takes off, Lori and Eric are still at the house?
Yeah, I'm not real sure when Ed, he was in Las Vegas, I'm not real sure when he got out.
Okay. And then have you seen Eric since you were over here? Nothing since Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Had you talked with Marie or Ed or anybody else?
No, Marie left Saturday, and this was the first time I talked to her. I called her a couple times.
Today?
I think I called her once today, or maybe once yesterday.
Okay. Did she say anything during those conversations that made you even more concerned, or?
No, because I actually told him, I said, you know what, he needs help. I mean, he needs to be 5150, you know. And she said, oh, Diane, he would kill me, you know. I'm like, but you know what? And I guess she said he went after, Marie said that Eric went after Ed last night.
Okay.
You know? no clue.
Did she give specifics on what happened?
No, honey, because she just called me and told me that he just died. She wasn't real.
She called you today?
Well, I called, like I said, I called Ed, or I called Marie, she didn't answer. I called Eric's phone, left him a message, and right when this all happened, because I seen, you know, the sirens and stuff coming up here, and I thought it was Ed. And so finally she called me back. I called all three phones, and she called me back, and I said, Marie, I said, are the paramedics at your house? And she said, I said, your dad, and she said, you know what? It's Bill Collins. She said, no, my brother, I think he's dead. He shot him 4 times.
It's a command post, it's got computers and phones and stuff like that for us to generators and stuff so that we can have basically our offices out here. So you talked to Marie last night?
Today.
And then before today, when was the last time you talked with her?
She left Saturday. I talked to her Friday when I was up here.
Okay. So you hadn't talked with her since Friday other than today?
Yes, I know. Because I called her and left a couple messages.
And did you call because you heard the sirens?
Yeah, because I live on Santa Rosa.
Okay.
I seen them all going by, and I heard, you know, you could hear them going up the hill.
Okay,
and
so
I thought it was Ed, maybe, you know, the father.
And then you called his phone first, then you called...
No, I called Marie. I called Eric, and then I called Ed. And then Marie called me back a few minutes later.
Left messages on all three of their
voicemails. Yes, I said, you guys aren't really concerned what's going on. I don't know if you're much up there. Ed, I hope you're okay. I love you guys. Let me know what's going on. Because I take care of my mom. I was making her something to eat and getting her settled and breathing for me and stuff.
And Marie said that her brother was shot 4 times.
Yeah, she said that he went after the police with the on the axe, but oh my God, I forget what she said. Some kind of a blade. I can't remember what it was. And they just kept on its top, and it just kept going at him. And it's horrible.
She didn't use axe. Did she say like? Specifically, like, can you remember specifically what she told you? 9.
Kind of axe. I don't remember. Okay. It was an axe. It was a, I want to say sling, not sling blade. I don't remember. But he kept going towards me, and they told him to stop, and told him to stop. And I just went, and she was outside, and so was her dad.
And when she told you that the police shot him, she also said that the police had told him to stop?
Stop. And he kept going at them.
At the police? Not at her or...
He said, watch Marie. He says, this is going to be death by the police. Watch Marie.
And that's what Marie's telling you.
Mm-hmm. She's telling him to stop. Eric, stop screaming at him. It's your baby. I think she said her and Ed both were out in the yard. I'm not real sure.
Okay.
But he's got heart problems and stuff, so.
Ed does.
Yes. Yeah. He's very weak. And went through chemo. He's not doing real good. Yeah, and then he broke his arm.
And did he break his arm breaking the dogs up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and didn't know it at the time.
No, not for like a week. Because I came up and we had dinner up there and he had his arm like this and we were cutting his meat for him and stuff, but he just, you know, couldn't move it. And then Lori, the other girl, she said that hers was broken. She called, Marie was down at my house, and she called and said that her arm, she was at VCMC.
From the same incident with the dogs?
Yeah, she was helping Ed.
And they both broke their arms?
Now they both. Mm-hmm. So Marie's washing her hair and taking care of her and her dad and Eric. She's got the biggest heart in the whole world.
Do you know when Marie returned from Marina Del Rey?
No, I don't. I think she's supposed to be Monday. Because she's been out there for a weekend to spend some time on a boat.
And after you talked with Marie today, you came right up here?
Well, I don't know, because she said they ain't gonna let you up there, Dan. I said, well, you know, she said, but I need you up here. I need you. She called me. She said, I need you. And I said, I walked around for a while, and my mom woke up, and I didn't know at first. And I talked to her, and then I called her back. I said, Marie, do you think they'll let me up there? And she said, no. She says, no, he's dead. She didn't know he was dead the first time I talked to her.
You said she was pretty calm at first?
God, she sounded, kind of like in shock.
Did she get emotional later on in the conversation?
Oh, yeah.
How long did it last, the conversation?
Oh, I don't know, about probably like 3 minutes. And she just, because she was saying, no, God, no, God. She was going to take him to the hospital. No, God, no, God, no, God. Don't take my brother. Don't take him. And then she said, I didn't tell God to take him. I said, I am. I just started screaming.
Did you drive up here? Okay, which car is yours?
I have a heart gun.
Okay. What else do you remember her telling you today?
That's it. I mean, that was the conversation, and I tried to get a hold of him when I heard the paramedics coming up.
Okay.
Is he still up there? You can't tell me that, can you?
I believe he is. We have to wait for the coroner.
No. Yeah, like my second family, Marie and I just hit it off like when we first met.
Uh-huh.
Talked on the phone, Eric would call her and say, hey, this is Diane. You're going to love her when you come out, and this and that. And we're both same sign, cancer, same sign. And we're just like two peas in a pod.
And she hasn't even been out here a year, and you guys are pretty good friends.
Because I took care of my mom, I don't have a whole lot of friends. You know, I have a couple of friends here in Homemakers, but her and I just hit it off. Yeah.
And being so close together, too.
Yeah, and I took care of her dad. And
how far is your house from here?
It's down the hill, and then instead of going left, going out.
You keep going hitch.
Yeah, and then turn left or turn center.
Okay.
Right. I just lost my father on October 29th.
Diane, what's your last name? And what's your date of birth? Do you have a middle name? Anything else you can remember from the conversation today?
No, that's about it. I guess I could like call all three of them. And I left messages telling them to get a hold of me.
How soon after you hung up and left those messages?
Oh, like right away.
She just called you right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you... She said it wasn't an axe, it wasn't a knife, it wasn't a box cutter.
No, how about a hatchet?
Hatchet?
Is that different?
Machete?
Yeah.
She
said hatchet.
Okay, hatchet.
Hatchet.
And she said that he went after the policemen that were on scene.
And they were telling him to stop.
Okay.
And he just kept going towards them.
When you heard sirens, did you see the emergency vehicles?
I think I saw paramedics. Well, no, first I saw a police car.
Okay. That was the first one you saw?
I think. Because it's hard to see because there's houses in front,
uh-huh.
You know, and then the floors right here. But I thought, you know, I could hear it going up the hill. It was coming up the hill, so I got to sure it was dead.
How many police cars did you see?
I don't even know. I mean, by that time, I seen...
Can I go to my house and stay in my house?
Enough of them.
And you saw paramedics? Did you see the fire trucks too?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the paramedics?
Uh-huh. I just kept hearing them come.
Okay,
like,
one
oh
after
God.
Another.
And my thought too was I thought, oh God, you know, Eric, you know.
Right, where's your house?
I thought.
It's the fifth house on
okay.
The right.
Where's your house at?
Do you remember what time that was?
Well, I'll walk you up to it.
Not really.
Firm on the way up.
About 2:30
okay.
Minutes?
Okay.
Let me get my other daughter.
You need to go too?
Yeah.
You have kids in the house?
No, I have my medicine.
Where's your house?
Fourth house on the right, on Tremendous.
It's got a big wall in front of it.
Different directions.
Alright, I'll come back for you.
Yeah,
Do you need meds real quick?
Do you have to go up?
When you were at the house on Thursday...
I like to, but...
You were at the house on Thursday, and you hadn't been back since? Friday. Marie left on Saturday.
Left on Saturday, yeah, it was Friday that we left.
Okay. And did you have any contact with Ed or Eric either on the phone?
No, Ed was in the hospital.
Okay, so Ed was still in the hospital Saturday.
Yeah, I believe
Friday.
She left Saturday morning about 9 o'clock. Okay. I talked to her Friday night and asked her what time you're leaving.
Okay.
But I thought about maybe going up with her. But, I'm taking my mom to just to go on the boat. But, so I did talk to her Friday night. And she said a friend of ours was going to take Ed's car and his Jag, and drive her there and then keep the car at the house so that nobody was,
So Ed made his way back at some point during the week from Sunday till recent?
Yeah, I'm not sure when he was released.
And you hadn't had any contact with Eric or with Lori during this?
No, on Friday, yeah.
And that was just from drinking. Did you see him drinking vodka or just the beer?
Just beer.
Okay.
Just beer. But Lori drinks vodka.
Corey's
she always has it. And she has money, and that's how he does it.
I'll walk back down.
Okay. And he's doing stuff like jumping in the pool.
He's a goofy guy. Tries to make everybody laugh and stuff. But, he was like diving in the pool.
Okay.
And we said, there's like going down. Calm down or whatever.
Did he say anything else when you were there on Friday? Anything that kind of made you uneasy, concerned, worried?
When he asked me for the hug, and he said that he was that close to losing it.
And he just never, there was nothing specific. It was just...
No. He just said, because I told him, Eric, I said, you're scared me. I said, you're being bad. I said, you put breaking glasses in the house and making the other people clean it up. That's not like him to do that, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened to make him... Well, Marie's hips on going back home, because it was a thing, and they're all freaking out because she's going to be there to take care of her. But
when did she say that? When was she planning
on it? Well, her husband, he does stuff like in Africa, I'm not sure, he built stuff or whatever, so he's gone all the time, so he's going to come home to Mississippi, like in a week probably. And if they only see her like once a year or twice a year, so she's going to go home for a little bit. I told her I'd keep an eye out, whatever came up, make sure dad's fed and if he needed, go to the doctor or whatever.
And they don't like that idea because then the responsibility is going to fall on them.
Mm-hmm.
Did Eric ever mention anything like that to you?
No, he just said I'm spoiled. My sister spoiled me. I don't have to do nothing. He does. Pays for his cell phones.
And have you seen Eric act this way in the past?
Yeah, he's a short temper, And once I was up there and we talked about something, he's like, get the F out of my house, And I'm like, whatever, you have to tell me twice.
Was it just an argument, disagreement?
Just stupid, Maybe he wasn't finished talking and I interrupted him or whatever,
Okay.
And he got pissed. And then my mom, my mom's like his surrogate mother. He loves her to pieces. He goes down and plays weed with her all the time. Because of the stuff that he did with Billy and Andrew. She told him that she didn't want him in her house no more.
And that was the nephews that had to come and stay with you for the night.
And she's like, I can't believe Eric would do that to them, the boys were frantic, she was chasing around like a madman. So now my mom feels like, because he told me that day, he said, I got to be in your mom's life, Diana. He says, I can't, she can't not have me in her life. I love your mom too much for her to tell me I'm not allowed in her house,
Did you have to tell him that?
No, she told him on the phone. He had called or whatever, and she said, or maybe she called up too. And told him, and then he called her back like the next day or so, and said, it's your loss, Barbara. And then he was drinking or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she hung up on him, so now she's flipping out because she, kind of broken, because he called her mom. And
the incident with the nephews, that was right around Christmas time?
Yeah, it was actually, they came down a couple days before Christmas. And we had New Year's Eve down at our house. And they went home the 3rd.
Okay.
This is like the second.
Okay. And he's just chasing around. They didn't get in a physical
fight or
anything. Yeah, well,
by the time I got up here, Billy was standing there with the oldest son standing with a suitcase. And he was looking down the hill all scared to death looking, you know, and he had scrapes on his knees, on his toes, on his wrists. Because he was chasing around like a crazy.
Did you say what was the issue? Or?
He said to Marie's kids that her boys don't have any respect, and they have the utmost respect for everybody. They call you sir, ma'am, you know, they're from Mississippi, they're just that way. And he got angry with them because Billy went to, the boys went to town to get a soda pop. And Billy only had $3, so then got him and Andrew one. I came back up, and Eric's like, he didn't ask me if I wanted anything, and just totally went off on him. And that's what started off. You know, going to town for all that, whatever. This is going to be drama.
And Marie, has she ever had any problems with Eric? I mean, she stayed there that night, right?
No, She settled up with her dad, whatever, and she came down to the house.
Okay.
For a bit, and then she was going to come back up the house or something and let you go by yourself, you know. So I came up with her, and then it was, her dad was sticking up for Eric, and he was getting in her head and getting in her face and on her, and she had to move and you know, to back out. And, you know,
to Marie?
Wow. She broke her heart, and I just devastated her. I said, told her, I said, you need to pack your shit, you know, go on the boat with our friend Mark for a couple of days and let them see how it is without you, you know. So she did.
Have they had incidents like that before, where they get... You know, one of them gets mad at Marie?
No, they treat her like crap. I mean, Ed does too.
Just take advantage of her?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Okay.
She's 2 years older than her. No, I'll be 50. She's 52. And she looks like she's about something. With all the stress, you know, when she was on the boat for like, she was done for like a week, she came back like refreshed and
charged.
Oh, yeah. And then now this, you know.
Okay.
Is there any way that you can tell her that I'm here?
Yes.
That I'm standing down here?
Yeah,
I really need to,
I'll go up there
really
and let her know that you're here.
Because she can't come out, she can't come.
I'll see. I'm sure she's going to...
She needs me so bad.
Yeah, I'm sure. So let me go up there and talk with her. And
my only girlfriend here.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you need anything? We have a cat in here.
I'm fine, honey.
Okay. I'll come check on you in a little bit.
Thank you.
Do you live out here too?
Yeah, I live 4th house down on the right, 10748.
Okay, and you're waiting to be escorted up?
Yes.
Okay, do you know this family?
No. I had... We had...